Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Death of a Lobster Lover by Lee Hollis, narrated by Randy Kay. Chapter 1. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Mona Barnes, please tell me you are not eating food in my car, Liddy barked, eyeing her suspiciously through the rearview mirror of her brand spanking new black Mercedes E-Class sedan. Nope, Mona said from the back seat, waiting for Liddy to avert her eyes back to the road before shoving her hand into a crinkled bag of Lay's cheddar and sour cream potato chips again that was sitting in her lap and shoveling out a generous handful of chips. She quickly stuffed them into her mouth. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Mona! What? Mona sighed, swallowing and then licking her greasy fingertips. You just lied to my face. No, I didn't. I lied to the back of your head. It's a figure of speech. The point is, you lied. You are clearly snacking back there and probably getting crumbs all over my new leather upholstery. Hey, you were the one who insisted we drive in your fancy new car, Mona said, crumpling the now empty bag of chips and tossing the trash in the empty seat next to her. That's because Haley's car wouldn't have made the two-hour trip, and the only other alternative was for all of us to squeeze into the front of your dilapidated old wreck of a truck. Haley, who was wearing earbuds and listening to an audiobook version of a Joe Nesbo crime thriller on her smartphone, yanked the buds out of her ears and swiveled around in the passenger seat to address her BFFs. What kind of girls' weekend are we going to have if you two are fighting the whole time? I had one request, just one request, before agreeing to drive us and that.